I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH here in Boston. Operation Faithful Patriot, that is the name the Pentagon has chosen for the deployment this week of more than 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, a deployment ordered by President Trump just days ahead of the midterm elections. The president says the troops are needed to protect the country from an invasion of migrants. He's referring to that group of thousands of migrants from Central America currently making its way north through Mexico. The migrants, by the way, are still more than 1,000 miles away from the U.S. border, and they're not expected to arrive there for weeks. The president's critics are dismissing the deployment as a political stunt ahead of the midterms. So what practically can those troops do? Gina Harkins is a reporter with the defense news site military.com. Gina, the Defense Department likes clear missions. So what is the mission of these troops?
Well, the request actually came down from the Department of Homeland Security. And it sounds like what's going to be happening with these active duty forces is that they're going to be assisting Border Patrol agents on the ground. So they're going to have some military police units, some combat engineers, some aviation support and medical personnel who can assist as the Border Patrol agents, I guess, try to address this caravan as it makes its way toward the U.S. border.
The Defense Department has made clear that these troops will be carrying live ammunition. What's the justification for that?
Well, apparently, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis made that call. And as long as the troops normally carry weapons, they're authorized to do so on this particular mission. Now, it doesn't sound likely that they're actually going to be coming face-to-face with any of these people. It sounds more like they're going to be assisting the Border Patrol agents in their mission, and they'll actually be the ones on the front lines. So that's a little unclear.
So the president is a commander-in-chief. There's nothing legally to prevent him from doing this. But once the troops get to the border, what legal authority governs what they'll be able to actually do?
They do face some legal restrictions as part of the Posse Comitatus Act. And that dates back to the 1800s, which basically limits troops from carrying out domestic policies inside the U.S. Now, there is some wiggle room in that. U.S. Northern Command, which Department of Homeland Security's call to send these troops down to the border, has some authority to partner with agencies like that when it comes to defending U.S. security interests from inside the U.S.
There are already several hundred National Guard troops on the border. So why didn't the president ask for more guards rather than going straight to regular forces?
That wasn't really clearly addressed during yesterday's press conference, and it's a good question. There are, as you mentioned, about 2,200, I believe, National Guard troops along the border, and they've been in place since early this spring. And those troops are mostly unarmed, and they are also assisting, you know, the customs and Border Patrol agents on the border. President Trump, in an interview with Fox News last night, made an interesting comment that previous presidents have called up the National Guard, but he's actually called up the military. And it's really one and the same. You know, they are part of the military. So it's a little unclear why President Trump wants active duty forces in place of National Guardsmen. It could be for maybe a political view of it.
The other thing is that critics have been saying is that the deployment's going to negatively impact training and readiness. What have you heard from your sources about that?
Well, I think that is definitely a concern. You know, when troops are in their home bases, they are typically training and they're gearing up for whatever deployment they're going to be carrying out next. Taking them away from that mission and putting them on the border does take them away from, you know, not only training in the field, but also some of the military education that they need to carry out to further their careers and some of their other requirements. So it is a fair point.
Gina, has anyone at the Pentagon discussed how they selected the name of this Operation Faithful Patriot? Because that doesn't sound totally random.
I have not heard anything about how the name came about.
Gina Harkins with military.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.